You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And welcome once again, everybody. I believe it's one of your favorite, I mean your favorite show. It's time for your spiritual GPS to success. You know I listen for that applause, right? Oh my goodness, listen, I am so happy to be with you. I am fortunate by God to be your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and listen, I am so grateful. Please, wait, let me stop for a second. Let me thank those of you that have been emailing me. Several of you go to the website and you email me, I guess that's the new way of sending letters. You know, we don't write letters anymore. We just email. I guess it's easier, but I do know it's faster, that's for sure. But listen, thank you, those of you that have sent me a beautiful email, a lovely lady by the name of Yolanda sent an email to me that just really brought me to tears. So thank you so very much. I really do appreciate you. And you too, you can go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. Simple, isn't it? DrMichaelMosley. Okay? DrMichaelMosley.com, and you can find out all about me and go peruse the website and all of that, book a reading and all of that good stuff. But you can also send me an email, and I would love your thoughts. I would love to know, how is the show helping you? Is it encouraging you? Is it motivating you? Yeah, tell me all of those things. I love to hear it. I want to hear it. And today I have a wonderful show for you on today. You know, not too long ago, every day, I really go forth in meditation and just spend time with spirit. And one day, God spoke to me and just told me one word: continue. Continue. And that was such a powerful message that I want to share with you. And that's just that one word: continue. Many of us, we are on track. We are en route to our biggest breakthrough, en route to our wonderful opportunity. But the key thing that we must keep in mind is we gotta continue. We cannot quit. We cannot give up. We got to continue. You know, I remember driving from, where was I? In California, and drove all the way to Georgia. Well, the only way I could do that was I had to continue. I had to keep giving it gas, you know, even in the midst of braking and accelerating and changing the radio station, finding a new radio station, you know, no matter what, I had to continue if I wanted to reach my goal. Well, that's what I want to talk to you about today. You got to continue to reach your goal, no matter how you feel sometimes. You know, I don't want to do this no more. I'm tired. But you gotta continue. If you really love it, continue. If you really want it bad enough, you gotta continue. I got some people already in queue waiting for their reading with me, and we're going to see what is something that they desire to continue in their life. What is something that they're going to make up in their minds today that I'm going to continue? I'm going to continue losing weight. No, I'm going to continue exercising. Whether I lose the weight or not, I got to continue exercising. I believe if I continue exercising, the weight will come off. And by the way, I just start feeling better. So I am going to continue. Listen, don't you go anywhere. I'm coming right back. We're going to continue. Remember that. That's our key word for today. We're going to continue. And I have some people all ready for reading with me. Your spiritual life coach, your prophet. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Are you ready to continue? Hold on. I'll be right back. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your prophet. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm here to encourage you to continue. We gotta continue. We gotta move forward. You cannot be stagnant. You gotta continue. You know, if you really want to make it to success, write this down somewhere. Put it in your note somewhere. My success is in my continuation. My success really is in my continuation. I want you to write that down, okay? Your success, we just got to keep going. You know, you got to keep going. No matter what you do, you got to continue. In order for me to make it from California to Georgia, I had to continue. In order to really get the car clean, I had to continue from the front bumper, continuing on to the back bumper. In order for my cake to come out right, or my chocolate cake, yes, you know what I had to do? I had to continue heating it, cooking it in the oven. Somebody right now, I just want to encourage you, no matter what is going on in your world, you got to continue. You cannot quit. You got to continue knowing that it's going to work out for me. Things are going to go good for me. All I need to do is I just need to continue. All right. So we're going to make up in our minds today. We're going to continue. We are not going to give up. We are going to continue going for our goal. How about it? Listen, I'm going to go to the call. I think I have, my friend from New York now. She could be upset with me because I'm going to see if I can pronounce her name without her saying it. Satchua.
Perfect.
I got it. Yes.
See, you're a great listener. That's how you know.
Oh, well, I appreciate you, my dear. How are you doing on today?
I'm great. I was happy to see your text pop up, to see you were taking readings. It's always so exciting. I love your energy. So.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're such a gift to all of us. I think we can all testify to that. You're such a gift to all of us. So thank you.
Oh, you really gonna make me cry? Okay. What do you want, honey? Let me just give you whatever you want.
Don't stop it! Don't cry now.
But you know what?
I don't even. I just wanted to talk to you.
Well, you know what, Satchua? Well, let's start this. What is something? Now we're still in the early part of the year, just the second month. What is something that you can make up in your mind that I'm going to continue? What would that be?
Well, the first thing I think of is I just moved to New York to continue my acting career. And it's going to require a lot of continuance, you know. There's no room for giving up or pumping the brakes or getting distracted. I just have to continue towards my goal. So
I like that. And you know what? I just spoke that to a gentleman over the weekend. He wants to be an actor as well. And the funny thing happened to him. He told me this. He was in Los Angeles Airport, LAX, and he had went out there for an audition, but this is for a college that he went there for an audition for.
Mm.
But the funniest thing he told me, because it looked like wasn't nobody, you know, no school was accepting him. And he was, prior to that, he just was very discouraged. He did call me for a reading. And I told him, I said, I do see something happening. I really do. Well, come to find out, he was in the LAX airport. He was at a restaurant eating in the airport, and he was talking with his mother. And he lives in Houston, by the way. But he was just talking to his mother, talking about the acting career, what he really wants to do. A gentleman overheard him and turned around and asked him his name. And the gentleman told him who he was, introduced himself to him. He was, I mean, for real, because they looked him up later. He was really a Hollywood producer. And he was looking for somebody to play a role in a new movie that he has coming up. And he looked at the gentleman and said, "You would be perfect for this part." Now, we understand,
We
hear all those things like, yeah, was that really right? But they came back to Houston. They Googled his name. You know, sure enough, everything matched up, the picture and everything. It was absolutely phenomenal. So I am going to inspire you to continue. I really believe you are on the right track. Continue going. You are very talented. And don't deny your singing voice. Does that make sense to you?
That makes sense. Dr. Michael Mosley. Yeah.
So that's what I hear. Don't deny, don't belittle your singing voice. You have more than just talent to act. You have talent to sing. And I believe, I'm confident to say that you're going to utilize both of those abilities, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, it's crazy. The reason I started to act is because I was a singer first. And then over the years, I just stopped singing. And that's like my first love, you know?
Are you serious?
Yeah, that really, like, that really hit close to home.
Oh, my.
Ooh, yeah.
This, oh, my goodness. Because
I've done a lot of belittling to my singing voice. I've really, like, talked down to myself about my singing because I'm not professionally trained. And I'm a professionally trained actor, but I never got training for singing. So, but it's time to let go of all those beliefs and thoughts, you know?
Yes. And you know what we call those? Those are limiting beliefs because they limit you. So the key thing you must realize is you have the talent. You have the talent. Now, I want you to write what I said earlier down. Your success is in your continuation. Okay?
Done.
Good. I thank God for you hanging there and stay encouraged. Keep going. Now, let me know of your success. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank
you're
you for
more than welcome. Oh, you're so kind. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Mosley, and I believe I'm going to my friend in North Carolina, Miss Mika. Let's see. Mika, how you doing? Are you there?
Yes, I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, Mika. Now, Mika, what is something that you have made up in your mind as of right now, I'm going to continue? What would that be?
Building my brand for an agency, a healthcare agency.
Okay. You ain't go back down on me, are you? You go hold on and go for it, right?
Yes.
Okay. You pinky promise me?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you get arthritis in that pinky, that means you're not doing what you said you go do. All right?
Okay.
Well, Mika, what is something I can look into for you on today? Mika?
I think, like, life itself, I don't know.
All right.
You know.
Well, first of all, one thing I do want you to keep in mind is that word continue. I want you to continue. Now, what I hear Spirit saying for you is continue to expect bigger. And I really do hear that. That's not a cliche. Bigger and better. You are in a growing process right now. So expect bigger and better. Bigger and better opportunities. Bigger and better, really, paychecks or finances. Bigger and better ideas are coming onto you right now. I want you to believe that. This is a season for you to recognize your mind is really, I don't know why I have to say it like this, but this is the best way I can. Your mind is not crazy. You're not demented. You're not far out there. In fact, you're not far enough. Really release your imagination because there are greater things. And what I hear Spirit saying is, yes, you can do this, Mika. So evidently, some kind of way, maybe in the past 2 or 3 weeks, there have been a self-doubt. But I definitely have to tell you, you can. So continue. Keep going. Don't stop. Continue. Does that make sense to you, Ms. Mika?
Yes, I quit my job a couple weeks ago, and I need another job. I don't know. I quit my job. I didn't like it, you know, so I just, like, I quit it. So I'm looking for something else to help me, you know, continue to build, you know, what I've been working on.
Okay.
But hopefully something will come through it.
No, wait. Now you're about to mess up. Now I need to get a belt.
Well, something is going to come through.
There you go. You know what? Because I really do feel that.
But seriously, like, I honestly believe that.
Well, I believe with you. It's coming through. Stay focused. Continue. And it gives you a chance to open your mind. And I really do hear that. Release your imagination. Let's go for this. You didn't like where you were. You said, I'm through with this. I'm tired of this. I want a continuation of something better. And you have made that choice, and I say it's a good one. Go for it. I believe that you're going to call me back really, really soon, and I'm going to have the opportunity opportunity to congratulate you on your new career and how it is bigger and even better. Okay?
Wow. Okay, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, my dear. You stay encouraged here and tell everybody there in North Carolina that I said hello. Tell your mom I said hi. Would you do it for me?
Will do.
All right, my dear. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't you go anywhere. Oh, we got to continue this thing. You hear me? Listen, if you want a reading with me, all you got to do is text the word reading to 40691. I would love to chat with you and let's see what spirit has to share with you. But for right now, your word is continue. I'll be right back. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your intuitive life coach. I'm your spiritual life coach. Yeah, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm so happy. I really am because of the message that I really felt in my spirit, and I still feel it right now. Continue. You know what? If spirit is telling somebody to continue, that means you're on the right track. So keep going. You know, keep going. Some of us are wondering, well, should I do this? Should I not? If that word is resonating with you, then spirit is telling you, continue. Don't stop. You're closer than you think. You're on the right pathway. I always say one of my, I don't know how you would say it, but a mentor of mine is Estelle Getty. And she was Sophia off the Golden Girls. Y'all know that, right? And it was just something about her. I didn't know about her until Golden Girls. But she was acting for a long time and yet continuing her career, just trying to do whatever she could get her hands on. But she finally hit stardom. You know, I want to encourage you. Sometimes it looked like, well, this is not going right. That's not going right. I'm making pennies on the dollar. I'm not making enough money. But I want to encourage somebody right now. What I hear in my spirit is for you to continue. You got to continue. You cannot quit right now. You got to hold on. Listen, I believe I am going to Los Angeles. Let's see. Harlem, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, Harlem, I'm doing great. You in L.A.? Know what? Now, of course, you know, I used to live in California, L.A., and it was cool. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I lived in Houston. That's my home. But when I first went to L.A. and I was looking for a place to live, I didn't know what it meant when it says natural air. You know how they have the ads in the paper? And they would say natural air. And I like, what in the world is natural air? Don't everybody have natural air? But then I realized that means we don't have no air conditioning. We raise up the windows.
Right.
And I said, oh, Jesus, no, no, Dr. Moses got to have some AC. I got to have some AC. But how are you doing, Harlem? You doing good?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Harlem. Now tell me something. What can you make up in your mind to continue?
I'm also an actress. I love it. There's a lot of talk of acting on this episode, but I was at a point where I stopped believing it was possible, and I just started believing that it's possible again. And so right now my life is a testament that you can continue. You can pick up where you left off and continue.
I encourage you. Now, what I'm going to add to that for you, I want you to continue to believe in yourself. I want you to continue to believe in yourself. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
Now, I know that's general, but I don't know why I'm getting a reference here. Something, did you, and this it could be a no, so don't be afraid to say no, but did someone pass away, or are you grieving somebody or someone sick that is not in full capacity? Is either one of those making any sense, yes or no?
Well, I almost passed away, and that's when I stopped acting.
Okay. All right. That must be what it is, because I feel as if a spirit left, and that's sometimes where I associate death. It's not, is that a spirit transferred on? So now, when you almost passed away, it kind of took something out of you. You know how we say, "Ooh, that took the wind out of me. Mm-hmm. I need to get my wind back."
No, seriously. Second, seriously, and I'm hitting my second wind.
Yes. So now I encourage you, what Spirit is saying for you is, you know, you got to believe in yourself. You still have the talent. I don't know what the issue was or what your illness was or what your situation was at that time, because there was a lot of darkness around you. Now, I don't know if this makes any sense mm-hmm. to you, but there was a lot of darkness. But one thing that this negative energy did not kill, it did not kill your talent. It may have slowed you down, but it did not kill your talent. It may have slowed down your momentum, but you can pick that back up because you still have the talent. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
All right. So yes. I need you. I'm begging you. The world is in need of your talent. You have a way of expressing the thoughts of others, the ideas of others. That's why you're an actress. You have a way of expressing that the way the writer needs it to be expressed. So please know that you are needed. Does that make sense to you, Miss Harlem?
Thank you. Definitely.
Well, now, Ms. Harlem, let me give you the opportunity now. Is that something that you needed me to look into for you?
Sure. Thank you. So speaking of the word momentum that you just said, I would like to just know from Spirit, like, what can I do to jumpstart the momentum of getting back out there and actually creating a life for myself through my craft? Which can I know, you know, what can I tap into to start that momentum?
You know, let me go here. There's a scripture in the Bible, and all of a sudden it escapes me, but I know it's in Revelations. And it talks about having to repent and do our first works. Now, most people say do your first works over, which is not bad, but what I want to encourage you is to repent, which means to rethink. It's not that you got to apologize. It's just to rethink and do what you did at first that started your momentum. In other words, you know, sometimes you got to retrace your steps. If you lost your keys or you can't find the remote, you go back. Okay, now, where was the last time I had those keys? Well, it was the last time I remember. And sometimes it was like, I got out of the car. So now let me go back to the car and see, maybe I dropped them. Maybe I left them in the ignition. So it's simply saying, what Spirit is saying for you to do is rethink about what you want to do and what started you on this path. What was it that motivated you? Was it a particular show that you saw on television? Was it a particular person that said, "Wow, Harlem, you can really act"? What really motivated you? What started this? All we got to do is rethink, retrace our steps, and you'll get that that momentum, or what some people call that mojo, or you'll get that thrive, that wonderful sensation again. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. For sure.
So I want you, and I hear Spirit is telling me to tell you, go back and revisit your writings. your writings, okay? Go back and I don't know if it was a journal, tablet. I don't know if you kept notes on your computer or what, but that's what he's telling me, to go back and revisit your writings, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Harlem. You take care, and I look to hear from you again, okay?
Yeah, you sure will. Thank you again.
You're more than welcome. Listen, everybody, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach, and you too. You can get a reading with me. I would love to talk with you. I really would. All you got to do is text the word reading to 40691. Yeah, that's it. Reading to 40691. Or you can go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. That's DrMichaelMosley. All right. Now, I believe I'm going to my friend in Avon Park, Florida, Miss Harriet. How are you today, Harriet?
I'm blessed. And you?
Oh, I'm doing good, Harriet. Now, what are you ready to continue, Harriet?
Oh, I've been steady thinking about real estate. And I want to know what you feel about it.
What do you feel about it?
I'm ready to go into it because I'm ready to move now, and be in a new area.
I believe you can do that. I really do, and I'm not just saying that. You know why? Because this is not my first time speaking to you, obviously, and we had a chance to meet each other on the cruise, and that
right.
was very, very nice. But for a long time, you have been speaking about real estate. Anything, you know, but that's the way I do my shopping, especially when I'm buying clothes. If I see something that I really want, you know, either I'm thinking about it, I'll leave it at the store, especially if I'm in the mall. And I'll leave it there at the store, and I'll go around to the other stores and see what I may like and all of that good stuff. But if that item stays on my mind, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn right around and go back to that store because it's calling me. You know, that suit is just calling me, or that shirt or those shoes, they're calling me. So that's my sign to say, you know what? I don't know how exactly I may look good or I may look foolish, but I just believe that that's calling me. I'm going to go buy it. And 9 times out of 10, when I buy it and I follow through with that feeling, I get so many compliments on that particular outfit. Or my wife will say, oh, that looks so nice upon you. Wow, I'm glad you bought that. So what am I saying to you? If you feel real estate that passionate, you've been talking about it, and you have continued, which is our theme word tonight, you have continued to talk about it, I believe that is your indication or your sign to continue going in that vein. Keep going in that particular direction. I believe great success is meant for you. So, Harriet,
okay.
I believe you got to do this, okay?
Okay.
I really believe you got to do it. So, I want you to continue. You know, we say this in church a lot, that the race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but to the one that endures. Let me use my word. That continues until the end.
Okay.
So I believe you can really make this happen for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So go for it. I believe great success. And I'm also, for some reason, I want to tell you this. I'm praying for your son. Now, the what I'm praying for, this is what Spirit is telling me. What I'm praying for is stability. Stability. That he will continue to be stable. Okay? Now, I don't know what all Spirit may be referring to, but we're praying for stability. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay. So, okay.
Go for it, and we go watch great things happen. Now, you got to keep me posted on the real estate, okay?
I will. So, if Spirit has anything else for me?
Well, one other thing. Sometimes you feel like you're alone. You do. You feel like you're alone. And you feel like, what am I going to do? because that's what also is a holdup on the real estate. It's a holdup. You're waiting on somebody. I feel like I'm waiting, like I'm at the bus stop waiting on the bus, or I'm waiting like when I get off the airplane. Sometimes I'm waiting for my driver to come and pick me up or whatever. So I feel like you're waiting on someone. And I need you to know Spirit really is with you in this and is very proud of you. Now, I don't know who Dad was related to you. I know we all have a dad, yes. But I feel either he's saying... either an actual father figure is by in spirit, like your dad is really pushing you. Were you a dad's girl, or like a daddy's girl?
No, actually, my sister that's older than me was.
Okay. Now, and that's fine. Is your dad still here?
He's still here, but we've been taking care of him, trying to get him in the facility because his health declined and he's developing dementia.
Okay. Also, I don't know if I should say this or not, but I'm praying for his breathing. Okay. So,
yes.
Okay. There we go. Okay. So I have to tell you, for whatever reason, your father's energy is with you. Although I don't know how to say it. I know he's not as cognizant or maybe aware or alert as he used to be. He's still functioning.
Right.
But please know that his energy is with you. Don't wait on him. You go for your success. Don't wait on husband. You go for your success. And Spirit is saying for you, I am with you. You do have backup in this season of your life, okay?
Okay.
So go for the real estate. I want to hear good news, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome. And I tell you, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't go anywhere. I got more. That means we got to continue. I'll be right back. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And let's see, I'm going back. Now, you know what the word is for today, right? Come on, say it. Continue. We got to continue. You know, please let me encourage you to know that God is looking for you to continue. You know, and there are people that you don't even know that are depending on you to continue the dream of your business, because you have a future employee that wants to learn from you. Continue your dream of being an attorney, because you have a future client that are waiting for you to get them off. You got to continue to be that singer, because someone is waiting to hear you sing that song. Oh, I've heard other people sing Amazing Grace, but it's the way you sing it that may really change a life. So I want to encourage you to continue. Listen, I'm continuing. We're going back to California, to an area that was close to where I live, matter of fact, Temecula. I believe I'm talking to Aaron. Aaron, how are you doing on today?
I'm doing very well, Dr. Mosley.
Wonderful. Now, Aaron, tell me something that you are making up in your mind that we're going to continue. What would that be?
I want to continue to hold on to my desires that I specifically have for this calendar year.
Wow.
There's some goals that I have and some things I want to see happen before this calendar year is out, and so I just got to hold on to that. Just because, you know, there's times it seems as though certain things may stack up against me that kind of pushes those things out further down the line, mm-hmm. or seems as though it can be a hindrance, but I just got to you know, hold on to the goal and the dreams and just know that it's going to come to fruition.
You know, Aaron, I was teaching and I shared a portion of my testimony that in my life, I've gone through divorce. I've gone through foreclosure. I've gone through repossession. I've gone through bankruptcy twice, matter of fact. I had to file for bankruptcy twice. And it really, I guess I did. I felt embarrassment. I felt shame. You know, I felt all of that. But one thing that the other day I felt God tell me, and I'm going to tell you, he spoke to me when he told me about this word continue. He told me, he said, but Michael, I'm proud that you continue. You continued through the divorce. You continued through the bankruptcy. You continued with custody of your children. I had to fix food for them. I had to buy clothes. I had to, you know, I didn't. The only thing I don't know how to do, I don't know how to sew. But I can cook. I can clean. Yes. I can take care of my children. I was a single parent with custody of my children. And I had to continue, including my job of preaching and teaching and traveling. You know, and it wasn't as glamorous as it may look. No, because there were times when I did not have enough money to get something off the dollar menu at the fast food restaurant. I didn't even have that. I remember when a hamburger was 89 cents and a cheeseburger was 99 cents, and I didn't even have an 89 cent. I remember that. That's how I can tell you. But I continued, and I want to encourage you. You have a mind for great success. Now, I don't know what your setback was, maybe about, because I'm getting a big three, so I want to say it was 3 years ago. So I don't know what the setback was, but please know, you have a mind to continue. I remember one time I had to kind of move in. I was really practically homeless, me and my children. So we had to move in somebody else's house for about a few months, but we continued. I kept believing God. I want to encourage you that greater success is really meant for you, and the desires that you have established for 2020, I believe you're going to really meet them. So remember what I said earlier, your success is in your continuation. You believe that?
Yes, I do. I very much do.
Now, Aaron, now you know what also, Aaron, Aaron and I just had a reading a few weeks or a few days ago, right?
Yeah, so actually a week ago today.
Oh, wonderful. Well, did you enjoy your reading, Aaron?
I did.
Now, Aaron, don't be talking slow now. Don't be talking slow. Did you enjoy your reading, Aaron?
No, I loved it. In fact, you had mentioned something about somebody trying to quit smoking that was in my life. And at that particular time, I couldn't think of anybody that was trying to quit smoking. And then 2 hours later, I was actually chatting with my niece on Snapchat via video, and her mom came in, and her mom and I, we started talking, and I saw her using the vapor, you know, the new stuff that's out for people to transition. And she, out of the blue, told me, "Yeah, Aaron, I'm trying to quit smoking," and I was taken aback, and I was like, "Are you serious?" Because my sister and I knew that she smoked cigarettes, but we never talked about her trying to quit smoking or anything like that. And just out of the blue, she was telling me that she's trying to quit smoking, so she has transitioned from regular cigarettes to the vapor, and hopefully, you know, from there to quitting altogether.
Wow. Now that is very interesting.
Yes.
Wow. Well, you tell her congratulations. Spirit is way ahead of her, and Spirit is helping her to achieve that goal as well. So you hang in there. Now, is there anything particular that you wanted me to look into for you on today, Aaron?
Well, yes, definitely. So I'm currently at a job that I've been at for going on 2 years now, but I don't have that zeal for it, or and I don't feel aligned with it. Although there has been good things that have come from it, but I know that I'm ready to move on from it. And so today I had a second interview for another job that has actually met a lot of what I'm looking for, but the type of job that it is, I have the same feeling. I don't feel aligned with it. I don't feel like is what I'm truly being directed towards, but I at the same time know that I'm ready to move on from what I'm currently doing. And so I'm just wanted to know if you are receiving anything from Spirit as to what direction I should go, because there's a good chance I'll be hired for this new job.
You know, I really say go for the new job, and this is what I'm getting. If they offer that job to you, I don't know how to say this, but I feel like I'm looking at a branch of a tree, and the branch is coming from it. You know, it's protruding from the tree, but another branch branches off from that branch. So it's like I feel that this new job, in other words, there's another opportunity that's coming for you. Let's say it that way. But I do feel, yes.
Oh, another opportunity that will come through this new job?
I feel that, yes. It feels like as you go to this one, another opportunity is going to come. Now, let me share with you another quick testimony of mine. I was led to go in and apply for another job that I really wasn't quite feeling it, but I felt led to go, and I don't know why I need to go do this, but you know, and I wasn't even pushing for the person to hire me. I really wasn't. I just was not pushing. But I did go, and I enjoyed the job, but it's just not what I was really feeling strong to do. But while they did hire me, like I thought, and I went on and did my job, but while I was at that job, I was contacted about another job because someone was looking for me, and they did not know how to find me, but they heard that I was over here at that job, and they called my job to offer me another job.
Wow.
So sometimes we just got to go with Spirit, go with what it feels like. It may not always make sense, but just try to go in that direction. So I do feel right now, follow your heart, follow what Spirit is saying. You'll end up in the right place every time. Okay?
Sounds great, Dr. Mosley.
Well, you hang in there. Let me know how your sister's doing, okay?
I certainly will, and thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, everybody. You are in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your intuitive life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't go anywhere. We got to continue. Your spiritual GPS to success. I really am very honored to be your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and I'm just happy. I really am. I'm happy to be here with you on today. I enjoy my job. People ask me, do you get tired of what you do? No, you mean anything will take away energy from you, and you got to take a nap. But after I take my nap, boom, I'm ready to go again. And so that reminds me, I want you to get a reading with me, okay? I want you to schedule your reading, all right? I want to really talk with you. I say this, I put a post on Facebook today that says, don't just get a word, get an understanding. You really want to get an understanding. Some people say, I got a word for you. This is what I hear in my spirit, or this is what I feel in my heart. That's good, but I am one that want to give you an understanding, okay? Get an understanding. Where is your life going? Are you en route to where you feel that you want your goal to be? You know, are you ready? Do you really want to be married, or do you just want company? You know, because I had a client that way the other day. I said, no, I'm not getting that you really want to be married. I'm getting you want company. You want somebody to come over and to hang out with and then to go back to their place, you know. And she laughed. She said, you are right. You know, so what is it that you really want? Sometimes we're not really praying what we really want. We're praying what we think sounds good. But I want you to encourage you. Pray. Now, this is another show, but pray like God is your best friend. Just talk to him. Now, Lord, for real, though, for real, this is what I want. This is what I want. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but at least I can admit this is what I want. But I want to encourage you. Continue, all right? You got to continue. No matter what comes, you got to continue. Listen, I believe we're going to Little Rock, Arkansas. We're going to continue talking to Gigi. Gigi, are you there?
I am here.
How are you, Gigi?
It's so nice to talk to you. I'm doing just fine. I've been listening to you for several years, and I finally got the opportunity to call, or got the gumption. So it's just great to finally talk to you personally.
Oh, well, thank you so very much. I appreciate that. I really do. So now, Gigi, what is something that you want, or you're going to make up in your mind that you are going to continue? What would that something be?
Well, I'm going to be turning the big 5-0 next month, and I'm continuing on with hopefully education, some more education, and hopefully looking for a new home at the moment. Just in life in general.
I'm going to continue living. I like that. And
keep on keeping on.
That's it. I believe you're going to continue living, keep on keeping on, and really going stronger. And I believe that you're going to do that. I really do. So now tell me, what is that something I can look into for you on today? Are you there, Gigi?
Do you see anything as far as moving in the next? I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? I'm here.
Okay. What can Hello? I look into for you on today?
Do you foresee a move in the next few months or for me?
When you say a few months, I don't know if this is in that category, but I'm looking at September. That's what flashes out at me. Is 9.
Oh, okay.
So I am looking at September. Now, I don't know why. Now, it can be sooner. I must be honest with you. But the month or the number that flashed before me was 9. So that's what I'm sensing. Okay. Now, also, I want, Spirit is trying to get you to, I don't know how to say it, but the only way to say it really is this. Dream bigger. Dream bigger. You're confining. Oh. You're confining yourself. Dream a little bigger, okay? You are, and I don't know why, but I think Spirit really wants to celebrate you. Now, I also don't know this. Do you? Are you a writer? Do you write?
I enjoy writing.
Okay.
I'm a nurse, but I enjoy. I've always loved to write.
Okay, I don't. I'm going to encourage you to start writing. Maybe even writing a blog. Start because it's therapeutic for you, it's fun for you, and I encourage you. And I really do foresee, you remember, what's the show? It's the old show, Murder, She Wrote. You remember that show?
Oh, yeah.
I keep seeing that character, Jessica Fletcher. I keep seeing the character, and I see the typewriter. So that's my sign to say your writing really can make a living for you. So it just may be a side thing that you want to do, but I feel that your writing really can make extra funding for you. Dream bigger. Let's focus on bigger. Yes, you are moving, but it's bigger. Now, it's not saying more money, but it is saying bigger, bigger space for you, bigger opportunities for you. Don't let money scare you, because I don't feel like it's bigger as far as bigger money.
Okay.
One time I had to, I was living in Houston, and I mean, it just got bad. So I allowed my house to go into foreclosure. You know how you sell the house. But before that, I felt God tell me, you know, you can let it go. And so I said, okay, I'm going to let this house go. It's not worth my blood pressure. And so I did. But when I mentally made up my mind to do that, that day I called my wife. She was driving, and I said, go to the store and pick up me a newspaper. And she did, and brought it to me. She didn't know what I was doing. But that very day, I found another house in the newspaper, the exact bedroom. The fact it had more bedrooms. It had a pool, had a spa, had all of that. It was even bigger, and it was cheaper than what I was paying.
So
it was bigger, but it was cheaper. And I do mean it was superb. It wasn't cheap in quality at all. So I come to tell you, there's a bigger opportunity for you, but not more money. Okay? So go for it. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Gigi. Continue to be successful. Will you do it for me as you celebrate the big 5-0? All right?
Oh, I know. I can't believe it.
Well, you stay blessed. You deserve it. And really, have a good celebration. Celebrate you, for you deserve it, okay?
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Same to you. Blessings to you, my dear. Listen, everybody, you are in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, I come to encourage you, get your reading with me. Okay, you got to do it. Get your reading. Let's see. I'm going to Lufkin, Texas. Now, you know, Texas is my home. That's my home state. I'm going to Lufkin, Texas with Terry. Terry, how are you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Terry. Now, Terry, we're talking about continue. Now, you ready to continue?
Every day.
Every day you're ready to continue. Now, Terry, tell me something that you're ready to continue doing.
To continue to pursue my dreams.
I like that. Tell me one of the dreams. What is one of your dreams?
My dream, one of them is to be a success.
Now, wait, hold on. Define that for me. When you say success, what does that look like?
Being success, I'm going to be well known. I'm going to have, I'm going to possess things that I don't have.
I like that. We're going to possess things that we don't have. So we want to get some things that we don't have. Now tell me, I'm going to step further. What is one thing that you want to have that you don't have right now?
Ooh, so many. I'm going to say, a home.
Okay. So we're going to continue achieving our own home. I like that. In other words, what I was trying to do and what we did, we kind of fine-tuned some things to be more specific. Because when we say use words like that, I want to be successful, I want to prosper, I want to be well able, I want to be secure, those words are very big. So what we have to do is bring them down just a little bit to bring more definition to them so that we understand that I'm on the pathway not only to be successful, but to get that home. That's what will make me feel successful. And I do feel that you will do that. I really have to tell you, Terry, I do feel that that new home really is meant for you, and you are not thinking about it, not one day. I want you to know that you will achieve that particular goal. So what is something I can look into for you? Our time is going by, but Terry, what is something I can look into for you?
My future, I'm single right now. I'm looking for a better job, just the future in general.
Okay. I guess goes back to what we stated a few minutes ago. I really want you, I asked you a question. I said, what does success look like for you?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I need you to focus on. What does your prayer request look like? You know, one thing I would recommend to you is mm-hmm. to do a vision board.
Mm.
Do a vision board to give you a vision of what I want. Now, you can always change. You can take a picture off or whatever. But I want you to have a vision board, because sometimes I feel like I'm driving, and I feel like, well, do I want to go to that store? Or do I want to go to this store? And until mm-hmm. I make up my mind, I'm kind of stuck. But this store is a little bit cheaper, but this store have a little bit more variety. Which one do I want? I don't know. But until you know, you're stuck in the middle.
Yes, true.
So I need you to have a vision board to say, you know what? I want something either similar to this or just like this. I want you to focus on the word satisfaction. Okay?
Okay.
That's what I hear Spirit saying. I want you to focus on that word satisfaction. I believe that what your desire is, I want to be satisfied. I really want to be satisfied. So work on getting that vision board. And I do feel satisfaction really is meant for you. Being happy. Okay? Wait a minute. Is there somebody having a problem with a tooth or a dental issue?
My daughter.
Okay, whatever it is, I just need you to really see a doctor. I don't know why, but I feel like somebody's going to need dental attention. So
that'd be my father.
Okay, so I need you to stay on top of that, because it can cause a problem if we don't get it soon enough, okay? So if somebody's having a complaint about a dental issue, you definitely want to jump on that, okay?
Okay.
Oh, well, I thank you, Terry, so much. I appreciate you being on with me on today. Now, you hang in there in Lufkin, and I want you to work on your vision board. Will you do that for me?
I will do that.
Great. I appreciate you. Now, listen, everybody. Oh, wow. I'm telling you, it's time for me to get out of here. Boy, time go by so quickly. Ain't that a doggone shame? But listen, everybody, I want you to focus on that word, continue. In fact, write it down, post it, whatever, but continue. Don't give up. Now, some people, they start and they stop, but let me first congratulate you, because you're continuing. It would be better if you would continue without the starting and stopping, though, because you can reach your destination sooner. I want you to be confident and cognizant of this, that the scripture says, and I'm a minister, right? I got to share with you, all things are possible if you only believe. And if you really believe in God, you believe in yourself, you believe in your capabilities, you believe in your talent, all there is left for you to do is to continue. I believe that success, I believe that great joy, what is that word we just used with Terry? I believe that satisfaction is really meant for you. All you got to do is believe. I love you dearly. I got to go. Find me on Facebook. Go to my website, Dr. Michael Mosley, or text the word reading to 40691. Did you get it? Reading to 40691, and let's talk together. Let's see how we can both enrich both of our lives as we continue. Listen, everybody, I am not out of love, I'm not out of words, but unfortunately, I'm out of time. I want you to stay on your path, continue on your path, your spiritual GPS to success. I'll talk to you again next time. Blessings, everybody.